Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, guys. If y'all will give me just a minute, I'll be with you. Technical difficulty over here. But I'm getting closer. Okay. And I'm getting real close. Closer yet. Trying to keep dead space from being on the tape here. There we go. So,
I thank everybody who called in today. First question. We were in May for this and heard it several times, asked on video and audio. So my question is, you say that my May is not my problem. May just reveals the problem in me. Can you explain that in more detail? Great question. Thank you. So, ultimately, I feel like there are some things in I just cannot change. My mate would be the main thing. But in my life, at least, and anything older, it's like who well, so much for AT&T, guys. I apologize. I hope you were able to hear me on that. So my mate's never my problem. My mate just reveals the problem in me. And to me, while my mate may have problems, the only thing I can ultimately address in life are my problems. And if you want to find out where I have a lot of maturing to do, where I need to grow, all you need to do is let, for instance, if Stephanie acts a certain way, if she does something I don't like, or if I'm frightened or scared, you'll immediately find all of the places where I probably need to do my own growing. And I will respond in a way that shows where I guess the issues are that I have that I need to address. And so that's why I always like that saying, my mate's not the problem, it's me. And I can at least have the integrity and the character to change the things that I need to change and address the issues I need to address. What my mate does with their issues is sort of their thing, but they don't control me. My mate never makes me do anything. No one makes me do anything. I choose to interpret, to respond. I'm in control of my own attitude, my own responses, and it's part of taking personal responsibility, and that's what that particular saying is really reinforcing, that I'm responsible for me and how I respond. My mate's not the problem, it's me, and I've got to address that. Second question. My wife and I are struggling in our recovery because of the AP. After we found out my wife's pregnant, probably as a result of the affair, she broke up with him via email 3 to 5 months ago, and she hasn't contacted him again. Apparently, this hurt him. Since then, he sent us both emails trying to manipulate my wife, threatening her with fighting for custody of the child if it is his. We haven't responded to any of his communication. I'm no longer sure this is the right approach. Last month, he escalated things by telling pretty much everyone my wife's work about the affair and claiming the child is his. From what I read in his emails, it appears all he wants from my wife is to somehow prove that the child is not his, and he wants to know now, the baby's due in 4 months. Otherwise, it doesn't seem like he'll leave us alone. I don't know if the fact that I haven't responded is empowering him or whether I should contact him to see what it is he wants and somehow ask him to leave us alone. Should I contact him now? If I do, should I do it on my own or through an attorney? What is your advice in this situation? Thanks. My thought would be to contact him through an attorney, just to leave it at arm's length. And you can let him know that the attorney can let him know. And I would get legal advice on this, so I think getting an attorney involved would be good anyway, but I don't think it would hurt at all to have an attorney contact him. And at one level, I don't know that, maybe it will at least stop some of the damaging information or the damaging behaviors that he's doing. It also may help clarify, help him to maybe get an attorney so he can clarify kind of what his rights are. And that would probably be good. And what his responsibilities are in this sort of situation, because it's not just about his rights. It's also what's going to happen after the baby's born. And again, having an attorney involved is good. That way, that's an arm's length transaction. He's still not able to communicate with you, so you're not basically acquiescing to his desire to control and manipulate, if that's indeed what he's doing. But you're giving him what ultimately he wants. But it protects you and your wife from kind of his manipulation in that sense. So I think that's a good idea. And at this point, since he's continuing kind of go down that path and he's creating a bit of a problem, I'd let an attorney respond to him. Next question. Help with a manipulative affair partner, AP. Rick, regarding the situation where the AP told everyone at work about the affair and pregnancy, I'm currently on medical leave, and he's telling everyone that the reason I left is because I'm hiding that the baby is his. How should I handle that? What should I answer when people from work ask me about what happened? How much should I tell them? Well, in reality, you don't have to tell them anything. And I don't know exactly when it says, what should I answer when people from work ask me about what happened? I would just say, well, I got pregnant, if you need to tell them even that much. And having a child, I don't know what they know, but I really would not get personally into a discussion about the infidelity with them unless it serves a specific purpose or reason. And I guess kind of the ground rule that I like to use, or at least the about sharing the story of everything that's occurred, is always, you know, if it serves a purpose, then maybe there's a reason to share. If it doesn't serve a purpose, it's okay to have your own privacy. I hate the fact that right now, you know, because of this guy's actions, that, you know, it's become a topic within the workplace. You know, you might be able to say thank you for your concern, but this is something that, you know, really isn't any of your business. I don't know the nature of the relationship or enough of the relationship you have with those people. And I don't know if it's also more of a fear of what people will say. But I'm terribly sorry that you're going through all of this. You might even say to them, since what you said here, he's telling everyone the reason I left is because I'm hiding that the baby is his. You could even say, I guess you can choose to believe what you believe to them in a situation like that. But I really, again, probably, it's almost like he's still trying to get you involved in a dialogue about this, even if it's through other people. And I would probably continue in your stance of just saying, of taking a very high road on it and say, you know what, I'm trying to take care of my child right now, and that's my main focus. And you can believe what you want to believe. And just go on. And I believe, if this is who I think it is, you may be in the Hope for Healing group. So it may be something we can discuss a little bit on the forum over at Hope for Healing, too. So that is all the questions for today. I want to thank everybody for joining the call, and I hope that's useful. I look forward to talking to you next Monday. Everybody have a good week, and don't forget, Father's Day is on Sunday. I'm saying that in case any of my kids are listening to the recording today. Bye-bye.